सर्वेभ्य नमस्कारः। अस्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अव्ययप्रकरणे प्रथमः पाठः, सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य 18 दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मिमुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते। अव्ययप्रकरण ऑफ सिद्धान्तकौमुदी कम्स् एट् द एण्ड् ऑफ शब्दाधिकार। वी हैव कम्प्लीटेड् द 6 प्रकरणास् अण्डर् शब्दाधिकार। फैनली दीस् आर् आल्सो वर्ड्स् इस् कम् अण्डर् द सुबन्तस्। Avyayas are also subantas, and therefore we are dealing with them as a separate unit, because what we did so far was we were trying to study the different forms of a particular pratipadika in different vibhaktis. But in Avyaya it happens that we do not have different forms. There is a single form, but yet we say they are subantas and they have supratyaya added to it and deleted. So he defines what is an avyaya, and he tells what happens to an avyaya, why does it not change, or what happens to the supratyaya which is added to it. So the prakarana contains only 6 sutras. There are 5 sutras which define avyaya samya, and there is one sutra which deletes any supratyaya which is added to an avyaya. Coming to the definitions of avyayas, the first sutra is swaradi nipatam avyayam. There are 2 words, avyayam iti samnya vidhiyate, swaradi nipatam. Swaradayah nipataah sa avyaya samnyaah syuhu iti sutrarthah. Swaradihi namakashtana ganah, swar ityarabhya shabdanam ganah asti, tasmin gane ye shabdaah nivartante, tathaiva nipataah. अव्ययसंज्ञाः स्युः, एते सर्वे अव्ययानि भवन्ति। स्वरादिः इति गणः तत्र दत्तः अस्ति कौमुद्यां स्वर् इत्यारभ्य। सो इट् इस् अ लिस्ट् आफ् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् सः आकृतिगणः। आकृतिगण इस् एन् एक्स्टेण्डबल् क्लास् आफ् वर्ड्स्। देर् आर् 2 कैण्ड्स् आफ् गणास् इन् व्याकरण। देर् आर् फिक्स्ड् गणास्, से लैक् द सर्वादिगण, वेर् द नम्बर् इस् फिक्स्ड्, से देर् आर् 35 वर्ड्स् विच् आर् काल्ड् सर्वनाम। No additions, no deletion. Whereas there are certain ganas which are more flexible, they are called akriti ganas, where similar words, words with similar akriti, that is which are derived the same way, which are similar, could be added according to shishta prayoga. Okay. So this, in this panini gives a list of words and says these are all avyayas, but there might be other avyayas which belong to the same thing, which could be added to this class and treated as an avyaya. Vasudha? Vasudha? There is no samnya, specific samnya, that is a gana. Gana is by default treated as fixed, that is whatever is the words told by Panini are the words. But Akriti Gana is a special class where it is not fixed, where you can add to it. There is no particular term for that in Vyakaran. So now, just that list of words which I have not actually put it on my slides. It is just a list. You can see and you will read on and find that you will find the most popular avyayas in there. And if you are interested, the Bala Manorama gives the meanings of those words also. So I am not going through the entire list. It is just, you could go through it. If you have any questions, you could ask me. Now coming to Nipatas, we have already seen this. प्राग्रीश्वरान् निपाताः इति सम्याप्रकरणे एव दत्तम् दीक्षितैः। अधिरीश्वरे प्राग्रीश्वरान् निपाताः इति अधिकारसूत्रम् प्रथमाध्यायस्य 4th षट्पञ्चाशत्तमसूत्रादारभ्य तस्यैव पादस्य सप्तनवतितमसूत्रपर्यन्तम् अयमधिकारः अस्ति. अस्मिन् अधिकारे यानि यानि सूत्राणि सन्ति तैः यद्यद्युच्यते तत्सर्वं निपातसम्यकं भवति इति सूत्रार्थः. अतः तेषां निपातानामपि अव्ययम् इति संज्ञा भवति इत्यर्थः. तत्र तस्मिन् अधिकारे प्रथमं सूत्रमस्ति चादयोसत्वे, तदपि पठितमस्मि. प्राग्मेश्वरनिपाताः चादयोसत्वे प्रादयः उपसर्गाः क्रियायोगे गतिश्च इत्यादिरीत्या गच्छति. सो वि विल् सी द एण्टैर् मीन् अदर् निपातास् आर् आल् स्टडीड् लेटर्. वि स्टडी द डिफरेण्ट् सूत्रास् अट् वेरियस् पायिण्ट्स् इन् कौमुदी. बट् चादयोसत्वे हेस् आलरेडि बीन् टोल्ड् by Rikshita again in Samnya Prakarana. Before Pradayaha he did Sadayosatve, but he did not give the entire Chadigana there. So here he lists out the words in Chadigana also. So combined Swaradis and Chadis cover all the Avyayas which are there, okay, which are not say derived from some, like say there are some Kridavyayas, Satyatavyayas which are dealt later, but simple words like Vecha, Va, etc., which are all avyayas, are treated in these two ganas, and both of these are Akriti ganas. That is, similar avyayas could be there elsewhere, which are, which can be added to this list of avyayas. So that is the first sutra which deals with avyaya samya, Swaradi Nipatam Avyayam. All Nipatas you have not studied so far. Some are given in Karaka Prakarana, some in Samasa Prakarana, etc. We will study them when we come across them. So, Agrimam Sutra Masthi, Tadhitashtya Sarva Vibhaktihi. Trini Padani Santi, Tadhitaha Cha Asarva Vibhaktihi. Swaradi Nipatam Avyayam Ityataha Avyayam Iti Anuvartate. यस्मात् सर्वा विभक्तिः उत्पद्यते सः तद्धितान्तः अव्ययम् स्यात्. तद्धितः अव्ययम् स्यात्. सो देयर् आर् सम् तद्धितास् विच् आल्सो गेट् अव्ययसंज्ञा. केषाञ्चन तद्धितानाम् तद्धितान्तानाम् अव्ययसंज्ञा भवति. केषाम् इति चेत् असर्व विभक्तिः इत्यस्ति. यस्मात् सर्वा विभक्तिः नोत्पद्यते इति विग्रहः दत्तः. सर्वा विभक्तिः इत्यत्र विग्रहस्य विषये कश्चन क्लेशः अस्ति. दिस् इस् वन् सूत्र विच् हेस् बीन् एक्स्टेन्सिव्लि डिबेटेड् इन् द भाष्य आन् हौ टु इण्टर्प्रिट् इट्. हौ डु वि जनरलि डु द समास फार् सर्वविभक्ति विच् इस् सर्वे विभक्तयः सर्व विभक्तिः और् सर्वा विभक्तिः. नौ सर्वे विभक्तयः यस्य सः सर्वविभक्तिः तद्धितः इस् हौ वि जनरलि इण्टर्प्रिट् इट् विच् इस् टेकिङ्ग् आल् द विभक्ति प्रत्ययस्. बट् हियर् द एक्चुअल् इण्टर्प्रिटेशन् द सूत्र इस् सर्वा विभक्तिः यस्मात् उत्पद्यते. बै द सर्वा विभक्तिः वि मीन् हियर् बै द वर्ड् विभक्ति वि आर् टेकिङ्ग् द त्री विभक्ति प्रत्ययस् आफ् अ केस् प्रथमा विभक्तिः. दिस् इस् हौ वि यूस् एक्चुअलि द विभक्ति संज्ञा इस् फार् ईच् इण्डिविजुवल् प्रत्यय. So each su is called a vibhakti, au is called vibhakti, etc. So there are 21 vibhakti. But in popular case we say there is prathama vibhakti, dvitiya vibhakti, etc. So in each of those, sarva vibhakti, all three, sarva, by sarva we mean all three parts of that particular vibhakti, notpadyate. There is this there is one more very important concept in Vyakarana related to numbers or vachana. Eka vachana, dvivachana, bahu vachana. How Panini has defined is we have vyakayo, dvivachana, eka vachane and bahushu, bahu vachana. He says when there is the number 1, we have eka vachana, number 2, dvivachana and number 3, bahu vachana. But there is a problem because there are cases where the number, there might not be any number intended. Like we say again in Tadhita, where the vachana is not there at all. There is ekatve. The sutrartha says ekatve ekavachanam, dvitve dvivachanam, bahutve bahuvachanam. When the thing being talked about, say there is a balaha or there is a fruit. So in a fruit you can say if there is one fruit we use ekavachana, if there are two fruits we use dvivachana, if there are three fruits we use bahuvachana. But when you are saying say and, say cha, what is the number? It does not have a number. There are many such words in avyayas itself. We say evam or tatha. What is the number? There is no number being intended. So what do we do in such cases is a question which is very important when you are dealing with the derivation of words. So what the Bhashyakara does is, he removes the definition of ekavachanam. He just says, dvitve dvivachanam, which is correct. Bahutve bahuvachanam is also correct. And simply ekavachanam. Samane ekavachanam. So ekavachanam occurs when there is ekatva, that is when the number one, the property of oneness is there. But even otherwise, we can have ekavachana. Ekavachana is the vibhakti by default. Whether you have ekatva, whether there is sankhya being perceived or not, whether any number is being perceived or not, or if the number one is being perceived, we use ekavachana in both cases. If there is dvitva, there is dvivachana. If there is bahutva, there is bahuvachana. If it is neither of these, so there can be two cases where there is ekatva, tada api ekavachanam bhavati, sankhya pratitihi eva nasti ched api ekavachanam bhavati, iti siddhanta. So ekavachana is used in two cases, ekatve sati ekavachanam bhavati, sankhya pratitehe abhave api ekavachanam eva bhavati, iti siddhanta. So ekavachanam can occur even without that property of oneness, ekatva being perceived. So now, when you come to some tadhyatantas, you find that in that by the meaning, you cannot apply dvivachana or bahuvachana. That is, there is neither dvitva nor bahutva. So even if there is no ekatva, we directly apply ekavachana. So now, for such words, sarva vibhakti hi na utpadyate. That is, dvivachana vibhakti hi na utpadyate, bahuvachana vibhakti hi api na utpadyate. Tadrishaha ये तद्धितांताः सन्ति ते अव्ययसंज्ञानि भवन्ति इत्यर्थः. सो दट इज द टेक्निकल डेफिनेशन ऑफ पाणिनि. सर्वा नाम वचनत्रयात्मिका विभक्तिः. ऑल थ्री वचनास् यस्मात् शब्दात् न उत्पद्यते किन्तु एकवचनान्येव उत्पद्यन्ते. ओनली एकवचना कैन बी एडेड बिकॉज देयर इज नो संख्या बीइंग परसीव्ड. सः तद्धितान्तः अव्ययसंज्ञः स्यात्. हैविंग डिफाइंड दिस, यू स्टिल आर एट अ लॉस टू नो विच आर सच तद्धितान्तः. सो ही सेज वेरी क्लियरली परिगणनम् कर्तव्यम्. इवन विद दिस डेफिनेशन पाणिनि डज नॉट इंटेंड, कैन नॉट कवर ऑल तद्धितास् बिकॉज देर आर सम तद्धितास् विच आर असर्व विभक्ति, दैट इज they have only ekavachana, but still they are not avyayas. So he says, pariganam kartavyam. You should list out the tadhitantas which are avyayas. Tasiladayaha prak pashapaha, shatprabhatayaha prak samasantebhyaha, am, aam, kutvorthaha, tasivati, nanayam. These are the tadhitas which are to be considered as avyayas. So which are these? So you have tasiladayaha, पंचम्यास तसिल इति सूत्रादारभ्य द्वित्रयोश्च धमुई प्राक पाशपः. देयर इज अ प्रत्यय कॉल्ड पाशप. सो बिफोर दैट व्हिच एंड्स विद दिस धमुई प्रत्यय. दीज आर ऑल तद्धिता सफिक्सेस व्हिच वी विल स्टडी इन डिटेल व्हेन वी गो टू द तद्धित प्रकरण. बट इफ यू लुक अप द अष्टाध्यायी एंड सी व्हाटएवर कम्स इन बिटवीन दीज, बिटवीन 537 एंड 5345, व्हाटएवर आर द तद्धिता सफिक्सेस एडेड बिटवीन दीज, they are all avyayas. That is, they are all end up being avyayas. A few examples are very popular examples. There is tasil, which is sarvataha. There is tral, sarvatra. There is da, which is sarvada, ekada, etc. we do. And there is thas, which is sarvatha. There is dha, ekadha, etc. So there are many words which are all tadhitantas. So all these are avyayas because they are come under tasiladayaha. So these is one set of tadhitantas which are avyayas. Shat prabhatayaha. So again you have सीरीज इन अष्टाध्यायी बह्वल पार्था छत कारकारण्य सरस्याम इति सूत्राद आरभ्य अव्यक्तानुकरणाद विजवार्धनितौ विजवरार्धाद अनितौ डाच इति सूत्र पर्यंतम् सो फ्रॉम 5442 टू 5457 फ्रॉम दीस सूत्रा विचवर आर द धिता सफिक्सेस बीइंग टोल्ड ऑल ऑफ देम एंड अप बीइंग अव्यय शेषस इटसेल्फ इज बहुशः अल्पशः वी यूज इट अगेन देयर इज श्री इज शुक्ली करोति शुची करोति एटसेट्रा देयर इज साति लाइक अग्निसा देयर इज डाट दिस इज यूज्ड इन इमिटेशन साउंड्स पटपटाकृत्य वी हैड दिस वर्ड समवेयर इन संधिस सो ऑल दोज आर आल्सो अव्ययस अमुचच्छन्दसि दैट इज अम्म अम्म इज गिवन बाय द सूत्र अमुचच्छन्दसि व्हिच इज अ सफिक्स व्हिच इज फाउंड ओनली इन द वेदा दैट इज वन एग्जांपल फ्रॉम द वेदा प्रतरम आयुः सो दिस इज ओनली अ वैदिक प्रत्यय एंड आम हिमे तिङव्यय घाद आमु अद्रव्य प्रकर्षे इति सूत्रमस्ति तेन आम इति तद्धित प्रत्ययः विधीयते किंतराम पचति तराम पचति तमाम अतिशयेन पचति इत्यर्थे पचति तराम पचति तमाम इत्यादि प्रयोगानि सन्ति सो ऑल दीज यू हैव दिस आम सफिक्स सो एतदंताः सधिताः अपि अव्ययसंज्ञाः भवन्ति सो अम आम कृत्वोर्थाः कृत्व सुच प्रत्यय अगेन दिस इज यूज्ड फॉर नंबर व्हेन यू से वंस ट्वाइस थ्राइस तस्मिन् सैव कृत्वोर्थः द रिपीटिशन ऑफ समथिंग पर्टिकुलर नंबर ऑफ टाइम्स दैट इज कॉल्ड कृत्वसुच देयर इज अ सफिक्स कॉल्ड कृत्वसुच देयर आर थ्री प्रत्ययस अंडर दैट देयर इज कृत्वसुच संख्यायाः क्रिया अभ्यावृत्ति गणने सो ए नंबर व्हिच इज यूज्ड टू mention the number of times that an action is repeated kriyayaah abhyavritti ganane sankhyayaah krutva such iti pratyayah bhavati dvi tri chaturbhya such for dvi tri and chatur there is such in the same meaning vibhasha bahohu dha avipraprishta kale so the word bahu there is dha in the same sense so all these three suffixes words which end with these three suffixes will also be avyaya Like say you have panchakritvaha, right? Means five times. Something was done five times. Saptakritvaha, dashakritvaha, etc. Again you have vihi, trihi, which is such. And you have bahudha, which is dha. So these are also avyaya. Kritvortha. Tasihi, tasivati, it is said. Tasi is given by the sutra tasishcha. And vati is given by tena tulyam kriya chedvatihi. So these are also, gramataha is tasi and rajavat is vati. So if you look at the words, you will find that they are all very familiar. The particular sutras, tadhira sutras, you will study in the tadhita prakarana. So these are also avyayas. And nana nyau. You have nana, na and nayau. As the adeshas for vi and nai, the words derived are vina, nana. So these are also avyayas. So he listed out these tadhitantas. Any tadhita suffix which is given by these the sutras mentioned above will end up being an avyaya. And only these, even if there are other tadhitas which are asarva vibhakti, they will not be avyayas. So that is why he says, Tena ihana pachati kalpam pachati rupam. Atra pachati kalpaha iti prayogaha pyasti, pachati kalpa iti pyasti, brahmani rupa iti pyasti. It is not an avyaya. Isha samaptav kalpap deshya deshi yaraha iti nena kalpap pratyayaha. So 5367, you can see that it does not belong to any of those series. Again, Prashamsayam Rupa 5366. So these, they have only Ekavachana. Ekavachana meva bhavati, Dvivachanam va bhavachanam va na bhavati, tathapi avyaya samya nasti. So, Bhashyakara has said that the definition of the Tathitascha Sarva Vibhaktihi does not hold good. So instead of that sutra, we just have a list. In the Swaradi Gana, you add this list of Tathitas or these Pratyayas. So all these Pratyayantas will be avyayas. That is what is the final conclusion. So you have this set. Remember these Tathitas, they are all avyayas. Iti avyasamya vidhayakam dvitiyam sutram. Prathamam asi swaradi nipatam avyayam dvitiyam asti tathitascha sarva vibhaktihi. Tritiyam sutram asti krun medantah. This is comparatively easier. So that two words, krut and medantah. There are some krudantas which end up being avyayas. So krut, if there is a krut suffix, avyayam iti anuvartata. Krut yaha mantah ejantascha. A krut suffix which ends in makara or ends in h. This is A-O-I-O. So, tadantam avyayam sya. Such krutantas will be called avyayas. So, if you know any suffix, you can easily tell whether it will be an avyaya or not. Smaram smaram. Prayoha asti. Abhikshya namulcha ityanena namul pratyayaha. Anubandham mukkaha amma iti bhavati. So if you take away all the itsamya, you have amma, which is a makaranta. Krut, which is ending in m, so this will be an avyaya. One more popular example is tumun, which is tum. So it ends in makara, so tumunantas are avyaya. Jivase, this is a Vaidika prayoga. Tumarthe, se, sen, ase, asen. This one big sutra for Vedas. There is a se pratyaya which is being added. So se is ekaranta, which is ajanta. So since it is an ajanta pratyaya, this jiva se is an avyaya. Jivitum ityeva arthaha. Tumarthe se pratyaya. So tasmin arthe vede jiva se iti prayogaha asti. Tadapi avyayam. Pivadhyai. Tenaiva sutrena. Shabhyai iti pratyaya vidhiyate. Adhyai iti pratyaha, aikarantaha, which is an ajant. So any krit suffix which is makaranta or ajanta, saha kridantaha avyasamyakaha bhavati. That is krinmejantaha. And tva tosun kasunaha. There are three more krit pratyas which will get avyasamya. Not the pratyaya, the pratyayanta will get avyasamya. Tva tosun pasunaha avyayam iti anuvartate etadantam avyayam syat. So words which end in tva, tosun and kasun will be avyayas. Since these are neither makarantas or ajantas, they have been listed separately. Tva, very popular. Pratva, datva, anything is an avyaya. So since lyap is an adesha for tva, that is also an avyaya. Lyap is not a separate pratyaya, it is an adesha for tva, sanivad bhavat tatrapi avyayatum bhavati. Samanakartakayo purvakale ityanena vihitaha tva pratyaya tasya tadantasya avyasamya bhavati. Tosun bhavalakshane same krai vadisari ku tami janibhyaha tosun istyasti tena vihitaha tosun pratyaya tadantaha api avyayam bhavati. Isrupaha asti kasun pratyaha. Srupitradoh kasun iti. So these three, tosun, kasun and kva. Again tosun and kasun are not found in classical usage. You have kva is popularly used. So these are called avyayas. Swaradi nipatam avyayam tathitascha sarva vibhaktihi krinme dantaha tva tosun kasunaha avyayi bhavascha. So the last sutra which gives avyasamya is avyayi bhavascha. And avyayi bhava samasa will be an avyaya. That is why it is called avyayi bhava. An avyayam avyayam bhavati. It is avyayi bhava. It is three. Natah avyayi bhava samasa se avyayam iti samya bhavati. Adhihari iti ekam udaharanam dattam. Avyayam vibhakti samipa samriddhi vriddhi iti brihat sutram asti. Tena sutrena, dirgham sutram, tena sutrena, vibhaktyarthe, harau ityarthe, adhihari iti samasaha. Tasya, अव्यय संज्ञा अस्ति. हैविंग नोन द अव्ययस, व्हाट हैपेंस टू एन अव्यय, अव्ययाद आप सुपः इति विधि सूत्रम्. एतावत् पर्यन्तम् अधीतानि संज्ञा सूत्राणि, अव्यय संज्ञा सूत्राणि. नाउ द विधि सूत्र इज अव्ययाद आप सुपः. यक्षत्रियाश्रयितो योनि लुक् अणिन्योः इत्यतः लुक् इति अनुवर्तते. अव्ययाद् विहितस्य आपः सुपः च लुक् स्यात्. सो एनी आप, दिस इज द टाप डाउ पर्चा, द थ्री प्रत्ययस विच आर एडेड टू एन अव्यय, एंड सुप, द सुप प्रत्ययस विच आर एडेड टू अव्यय, तस्य लुक् भवति, दे विल बी डिलीटेड. तत्र शालायाम् उदाहरणं दत्तं, तत्र इत्यस्ति, तत्र इति अव्ययम्, तस्मात् शाला इति स्त्रीलिङ्गम्, अतः तत्र इति अदन्तत्वात् तत्र टाप् भवति, तस्य लोपः भवति. पुनः शालायाम् इति सप्तम्यर्थे सुप्रत्यय नी प्रत्ययः भवति, तस्यापि लोपः भवति. सो यु एड् आप् यु डिलीट् इट्, यु एड् सुप् यु डिलीट् इट् एण्ड् द वर्ड् रिमेन्स् द सेम्. लुक् इति कारणेन प्रत्ययलक्षणं न भवति, तत्प्रयुक्तं किमपि कार्यमपि न भवति. देर् इस् नो कार्य विच् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द प्रत्यय. So you have just satra. So if there are other karyas, say you have bahis, rutva and visarga will happen. So you will get forms like bahihi, because you need padatva, padante sasya, sajushabda sya charuhusya. So since you add sup and deleted, padatvam bhavati, tatprayuktani karyani bhavanti, in the pratyani mittani karyani na bhavanti. So any sup pratyaya and any supashta is not just the saptami bahuvachana, it is sup pratyahara. So all pratyayas, any which is added to it, will get deleted. Vihita visheshanat na iha achyuchaitau. It is avyayat vihitasya, a sup pratyaya which is added to an avyaya. So achyuchaitau iti uchaihi atikrantaha iti samasaha. Now the pratyaya, even though the Uttarapada is an avyaya, Uchchayis is an avyaya, the word Achyuchchayis, after you do the compound, is a bahuvrihi, it is not an avyaya. So, since the, if you say avyayat paraha supaha sup luk, avyayat parasya supaha luk bhavati, here also the supratyaya, au is following Uchchayis. Okay, paratvam asti, kintu avyayad vihitatvam nasti, it has not been added to the avyaya, it has been added to the compound achyuchchayis. Okay, even though it immediately follows the word uchchayis, which is an avyaya, it has not been added to the avyaya. So therefore, it will not be deleted. Only those pratyayas which are added to avyaya, say adhihari, it's avyayi bhava samasasya, avyaya samya asti. Even though the word hari is not an avyaya, the compound is an avyaya. So when you add supratyaya to that compound, that will be deleted. Uchaihi atikrantaha iti vigraha. Avyaya samyayam yadyapi taranta vidhihi asti. So there is, taranta vidhi is found in the avyaya. Kintu gaune na bhavati. Atra uchaihi iti gauna apradhanam. So gaunarthe taranta vidhihi nasti. Pradhane taranta vidhihi bhavati. That is avyayad apsupaha. Now, apgrahanam vyattham alingatvat iti vartikam. He says, the ap in this case, avyayad apsupaha, ap need not be told. By alingatvat, avyayana lingam na bhavati. There is no linga for the avyaya. So since there is no linga, ap pratyayasya utpatti reva na bhavati. Ap pratyaya is added only in stri linga. लिङ्गम् एव नास्ति इत्यतः आपः प्रसक्तिः एव नास्ति, अतः आप् ग्रहणं व्यर्थम्. देयर् इस् नो नीड् टु टेल् आप्, आप् विल् नाट् बि, द प्रत्यय विल् नाट् बि एडेड् एट् आल् टु डिलीट् इति वार्तिककार मतम्. ओके, सो द वार्तिका सेस् आप् ग्रहणं व्यर्थम्, नो नीड् आफ् आप्. देर् इस् अ क्वेश्चन्, देर् इस् दिस् पापुलर् Karika, which is quoted everywhere and which has been quoted in the Bhashya also. Sadrasham trishu lingeshu, sarvasu cha vibhaktishu, vachaneshu cha sarveshu, yannavyeti tadavyayam. This is the popular definition of an avyaya. That which does not change in all lingas, in all vibhaktis and all vachanas is an avyaya. So how do you explain it? You are saying alingatva, there is no linga. Well, this karika says sadrasham trishu lingeshu. It says it is similar in all three lingas. So how do we, and this has been quoted by the bhashyakara. How do we explain it? Iti bhashyokta shrutihi. This is actually shruti, atharvani shrutihi. Shruti is found in the Atharva Veda and which has been quoted by the bhashyakara. Linga karaka sankhya abhava para. So he says, even there, it does not change because the three lingas do not exist. And there is no karaka. Sarvasucha vibhaktishu means there is no karaka for an avyaya. Vachaneshu cha sarveshu. And there is no vachana. And therefore, it does not change. Itteva arthaha. Linga karaka sankhya abhava para. So, avyayasya lingam na bhavati, karakam na bhavati, sankhya api na bhavati, itteva siddhantaha, iti dikshitaihi jade. Spashtam. And there is one point in the vyakhyana which you should note. Ayancha linga karaka sankhya bhava niyamaha nipatanam eva. This saying that there is no linga, no karaka and no sankhya applies only to nipatas, where you are saying swaradi nipatam avyayam. So the nipata part of it. Swaradi nam tu katipayanam linga karaka sankhyanvaya styeva. In the swaradi gana, there are some where you can see that there is association of linga, karaka and sankhya. Similarly in padhitas, there are some cases where you do find there is a karaka associated with it. And there are swaradis where you find linga associated, sankhya associated with it. He gives a few examples. Swasti vachayati. So swasti, it is used in the sense of mangalacharana. Swasti vachayati. Karma karaka pratiyate atra. So he makes somebody to tell. Brahmanaihi swasti vachayati. He makes the brahmanas to tell swasti or do the swasti vachana. Swasti atra karma karakasya anvayaha drishyate. Swasti vachyaha itasti. Tatra vachyaha iti pullingam. Swasti ityatrapi tadeva lingam pratiyate. Shine punye svaha patati. Svaha iti svar iti avdayam. Svargat patati ityathe svaha ityasti. Tatra apadana karakasya pratitihi asti. Prataha yajate. He does a yajna in the morning. Prataha ityatra adhikarana karakam. So there are cases where you find the anvaya of linga, sankhya and karaka in swaradi. So as a general rule, there is no linga, no karaka, no sankhya. But there are exceptions where you do find karaka, sankhya, linga, anvaya. So, that is about the avyaya prakarana. Okay, so avyayas are all done. You have this list of avyayas and for all these avyayas, we add supratyayas and delete them. So they are also subantas and subantatvat padasamya api bhavati avyayana hintu rupe vyatyayah na bhavati. There is no rupa vyatyaya in any vibhakti or anything. Now, there is a prasangat. He just quotes one karika which is not related to avyayas. But I guess Dikshita did not know where to put this, but he wanted to convey it, so he puts it at the end of Shabdadhikara. Vashti bhaguri rallopam avapyo rupasargayohu apanchaiva halantanam yatha vacha nisha disha. Says, bhagurihi namaka acharyaha, he is one vayakarana, ava api iti upasargayohu adya akarasya lopam. So there are two words, ava and api, which are used upasargas, which are used before the mahatva. So he says the akara of the starting akara of ava and api will get deleted. And halantanam apam. Halantas. Halanta shabdanam strilinge ap nama tap pratyah bhavati. So tap, as we see in the next stri pratyah prakarana, is added for adanta, rasvakaranta nema tap bhavati. So he says, halantanam api tap bhavati. Apamcha vashti nama icchati. So example he gives vagaha and avagaha. Avagaha is to merge in something. Ava iti upasargaha asti, avagaha iti padam, tatraiva vagaha ityapi prayogaha asti. So that can be substantiated by this karika, vashtibhagurirallopam. This is also mentioned in the Bhashya somewhere. Pidhanam, apidhanam. We use this pidhanam, actually is more popular than apidhanam. Apidhanam is not the negation of pidhanam. Api is the upasarga. Apidhanam is to close. In the same sense, the a has been deleted and we have the word pidhanam. So such words can be substantiated using this. Vacha nisha disha ityasti. Vach iti chakarantam. Nish iti shakarantam. Dish ityapi shakarantam. Etesham akarantatvena api prayogaha asti. Nisha ityasti. Nish ityavathe nisha. Evam dish ityathe disha. So there is no sutra which gives tap in those cases, but it says halantanam ap api bhavati iti bhagurehe mate asti. So now about this vacha nisha disha, pariganam iti kechit. Some people say only these three halantas, there is nothing else. Pariganam is considering every possible case. It says only there are only three halantas which will get ap, which is vacha nisha disha iti kechit. Udaharana matram ityanye. Some people consider this only as an example and say there are other halantas which might get up. So this is actually a debated thing where Nagesha says this is not there and all that. So, but for now, that should do. Vashti bhaguri rallopam avapyo rupasargayohu apanchaiva halantanam yatha vacha nisha disha. So this completes shabdadhikara. That is the entire Subanta Prakarana. The next thing he takes up is Tri Pratyaya Prakarana. So Tri Pratyayas actually should come before Sup is added. That is, I mean, before that Pratipadika is created, you have this Tri Pratyayas which are added to denote Linga. Linga Bodhakaha Pratyayaha, Tri Pratyayaha. So that is one big, quite a big prakarana, Tri Pratyaya prakarana. It starts with Triyam. Triyam is an adhikara. Okay, starting from 413. If you notice that, noticed the fourth chapter starts with Nyat Pratiparikar. Yantat Abantat Pratiparikarcha Uchyamanaha Bhavanti. The second sutra of the Pada is Svojas Amout. You have finished that entirely. Svojas is a Sup. The Subanta prakarana started there. Completed it. The third sutra is Triyam. From here, Pratipadikat Triyam. Tritve Dyotye. When the property of Tritva in any Pratipadika is to be specified, we use these Pratyayas. So this is an Adhikara which goes from 413 till Yunastihi, which is around 77 or 78. So there are about 75 sutras in the Prakarana, all of which deal with the derivation of Strilinga words from Pullinga. So we will start with Tri Pratyaya Prakaranam in the next class. The next class will be on October 1st. There is no class next week. Both days, no class. So, the week after that, which I think is the 1st October, we'll start with the Tri Pratyaya Prakarana. Any questions? ఏనాక్షమాం నాయం అధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ సూత్రం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తి పరిభావ్య వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే.